Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, and welcome to Lucy's Week in Ambridge. God, it all got a bit plotty all of a sudden, didn't it? I'd got used to the high point of excitement being Fallon, wanging on about self-raising flour, and all of a sudden we were off. Horses, alcoholism, pregnancies, it was all there, and my God, were we ready for it. Susan apologised to Emma for being abusive to Jolene and Kenton about their overly aggressive peacock. Don't worry, Emma. It won't be the peacock that finishes off the ball and makes you lose your job. It'll be the fact that we're going into a second lockdown. And once everyone's seen the frankly horrifying sounding pictures of Jazza dressed up as the naughty milkman, no one would dream of ordering anything online from them ever again. Jazza has just realised that fish are less fun than pigs. He said he was fed up with their big goggly eyes. Pigs have little tiny eyes and sandy eyelashes, though, which are just as disturbing in their own way, like small angry Scottish librarians. Anyway, he says the tilapia are no fun, but they are much easier to catch if they escape. Emma is putting the sheep on a national database. Oh, why not? Let's all put sheep on a national database. We'll pass the time. Cagney and Tracy's whodunit ended with a bit of a whimper. It was their dad what done it. Susan has gone completely mad as a result of her 10 minutes in the spotlight, thanks to Radio Borsetshire, and thinks that her father was half-inching custard creams in a cry for her attention now she's famous. Blimey, not even a Kardashian mother is that mental. Over at Fallon's, Jazza was in the garden dressed like Adam Ant in full makeup, a ruffled shirt and a waistcoat. This baffled me, as Fallon had said she wanted him as an outdoorsman. But I suppose Adam Ant's better than a man in a wetsuit standing there with a net full of fish poo. Fallon said she wanted a naughty milkman that was mysterious and quirky. So putting him in a waistcoat is more conjurer than quirky, I would have said. Why not go full perv and have him in a bow tie? Jazza was in a right grump, largely I suspect because Fallon was making him dress up like a pillock and complained that he was unwanted and no one was interested in him dropping his full cream off. However, once the pictures of him looking like something off Joe Exotic were posted online, he had various inquiries from female customers who clearly needed both their brains and their eyes testing. Alice sat by the riverbank, swigging Prosecco and leaving incoherent hiccuping voicemails on various people's phones. Her inner Bette Davis re-emerged when Emma's number popped up on her list, but sadly Emma only got the first bit, or I imagine she'd have hurtled round there like a heat-seeking missile in Ugg boots, ready to rip Alice's head off. Susan was horrified at the prospect of losing her gateway to high society, namely her dipsomaniac daughter-in-law, so told Emma that Alice hadn't been drunk. She'd been tired and dehydrated and a Taurian and recovering from a tummy bug. And anyway, it was Wednesday. Not that Susan is a stranger to the bottle herself, having been in an advanced state of refreshment when she described Neil's sexual technique to the whole of Borchester on live radio, as well as getting rat-arsed and nicking a llama. At least Alice just climbs trees and phones people. We got some interesting insights thanks to Alice's alky dial. Chris revealed that their favourite special place was a patch of brambles down by the railway line. Ooh, romantic. At least Emma was only hanging around the bus stop. He'd have been nearer the mark if he'd said odd bins anyway. Alice also added that Emma's family was a bit Jeremy Kyle, which is rich, coming from a woman whose father's just escaped prison by the skin of his teeth, whose siblings are a bit vague as to how they're related to the others. Her grandfather was an abusive alcoholic, her aunt's ex-boyfriend is a fraudster on the run, and her sister has abandoned children on every continent. The only thing that's keeping them off Jeremy Kyle is the fact that they've got most of their own teeth. Once Alice had put the phone down from her exhaustive rundown of other people's faults, she decided to have a little kip by the side of the road, only to be woken up by Gavin, who retrieved her under the impression he might be able to use her on some scaffolding. Philip was angry as he thought Blake might be able to hear what was going on, but Gav said he wouldn't, as he was in the back. I had no idea the Mosses drove round in a stretch limo. Anyway, Gavin did what amounts to the right thing, despite his father's instructions to do a Nick Grundy, back over Alice and drive off, which means he may be the undoing of his father's evil slave empire, owing to either his tiny weeny moral compass or his total inability to follow instructions properly. Either way, let's crack on with it before we go back into lockdown and have to listen to David talking to himself again. The end.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.